Communications and Technology Committee, our regular meeting on June 5th, 2025 at 9 a.m. Calling this evening.
Bringing up the visual now. Okay, call to order.
Are there any comments from the public at this point?
I do not have any comments from the public.
Okay. So the first discussion item is the update on the website and social media. Amelia?
We still have these erroneous reports saying that we've had 7,300 active users. Number one pages viewed were just the regular front page board meetings in both places that it's available, employment opportunities. Oh, the improvements committee meeting was an exciting one to look at. How to pay your bill and finance committee. And of course, Boardman, Oregon is the number one usage, and we've discussed that because of Amazon having their technology.
Yeah.
Facebook, our good same friends on Facebook, and our number one post was, I thought I captured that in here. Just about the same as it's been.
Okay. I just had a thought, now it's left my head. What else is new? The question I was going to ask you. Okay, it'll come to me.
Okay.
Okay. So, thank you, Amanda. We have discussed this on several occasions, and it's kind of like when your phone drops. Recall, I've reached a point where
maybe there's no answer. So you just stop discussing it. But I still haven't got that back in my brain. Okay, a discussion item under the pipeline. We've got, let me just make a couple comments first. Both this meeting and security meeting have some common threads and information because of what I'd like to see happen on item five. But right now we're just going to go through a couple of things that we'd like to do with the pipeline and get caught up on the information we asked Chris for. So we have a column called The Good News. We just instituted that because we were sick of the bad news. And there were two things that I'd been asked about several times in the community, and so I thought we would try to make to give out some good news. And the first good news is going to be that gate on the south that is broken is not because somebody drove into it. It's because the mechanism is broken, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so the mechanism's on order.
So I have an update on that.
Okay.
I believe that it should have been repaired yesterday. So the company that we went through to do the repair was out on site. There was another gate that was damaged, so I'm not quite sure which gate was repaired yesterday.
Oh, okay.
The other gate that was damaged was caused by somebody driving into it. That's a newer one, I believe, at the north entrance.
Oh, okay.
But they should have been here yesterday. I saw the invoice come through, and so that was for the repair on the south gate. So
okay.
That should be completed.
So at this point, we think it's done?
Correct.
Yeah. When we put it in the pipeline, we'll get the answer to that. Is that okay, Amelia?
Yeah.
Okay.
It went in the pipeline that's hitting people's mailboxes, should already be in your mail.
Oh, okay.
That's going to be repaired.
Okay.
We're just waiting for the parts.
Okay. The other thing I was asked about on numerous occasions was our water feature at the South Gate. Which apparently, I've noticed that it wasn't running, but it was inconsistent anyway, so it wasn't like, oh, wow, what happened? But I had a chance. Do you want to talk?
Yeah, if you'd like, I can give an update on that. So we have had a couple residents reach out to us directly questioning the South Gate, the fountain feature, and doing a little research, that feature belongs really to RMA.
RMA.
Yeah, so we've been waiting for them to make the repair.
Actually, I got to talk to Rod Hart yesterday, and we're getting more than a repair. RMA is giving us a whole new entrance, so to speak. They're not changing the gatehouse or anything, because that's ours, but they have designs, they have plans, and it sounds pretty terrific. We aren't going to be the redheaded stepchild anymore. No, I was just thrilled to hear that. They had problems with that fountain, I guess, for a long time. It was leaking, they're going to do a pretty big job, a real redo, so to speak. And he said, in the era of what Laguna or what Rancho Murrieta and Joaquin and all of our symbolism here, it's going to be similar to that. So that's the good. That is the good news to me. Both of those. all right. Let's move on to the Garden Club. Nancy Compton is our representative from the Garden Club. I just joined the Garden Club about a year ago, and we had an idea a few months ago in this committee meeting that maybe the Garden Club could help us with our conservation efforts and with information that we could give to the community about how do you garden in a drought? And specifically related to Rancho Murrieta and this area, because there's all kinds of good and bad things that work in different places. So we were hoping, and Nancy has agreed, that we would be able to get some feature articles, information. And so I asked Nancy to come, and she gracefully accepted. And we just wanted to talk for a couple minutes about when we publish the pipeline, how many articles do you think you want to do, and maybe some topics.
Okay, awesome. Hi, Nancy. Thanks for coming. Will you come up to the microphone so we can...
I told her she didn't have to, but that's okay. Come on up so we can hear you.
And then I record, it gets caught on the recording, too.
Oh, it'll be recorded. Okay.
Yeah. Is it green?
Good morning.
Press the button to make it green.
Okay, now it's green.
Hi.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you for the invitation.
Yes.
To participate in the pipeline. I have two major questions.
Okay.
What is the message that you want people to get? What is the purpose of you in doing this? And secondly, how long do you want it to be?
Okay. Let's start with one thing first. Amelia, when do you need these articles?
I go to press on the 25th.
So
if you wanted to write, a whole year's worth, or... I can just plug them in. And then how long do we want it to be? Whatever you have to say, I will make it fit.
Oh, I can write long things.
Oh, okay. So probably keep it to a half a page.
Okay, thank you. That's
and great. Then, the main message is conservation, because we're the water district.
Right.
So, specific... plants that work well here, right? And we obviously want things that are deer resistant and drought tolerant.
Mm-hmm.
So if we could do that, if you had any photos, or I know how they make plot plans of landscape and how that would be great. I could put that in. We just appreciate you coming and giving us your advice and your wisdom on it, because I've done articles before on drought-tolerant plants for Northern California. Okay, well, we're...
Specific, okay.
We're very specific. And I know deer are an issue.
Yeah. There are a lot of things that are called deer-resistant, but it depends on how hungry those deers are.
Exactly. Thank you.
Well, and one of my questions or thoughts was, what does drought tolerant really mean? So that could be a really a headline for you.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Because I have purchased drought tolerant plants and watched them die because I didn't water them as much as I thought they needed it anyway. So what is drought tolerant?
I was reading the other day about grass, and
oh, that's a good one.
And there's plus and minuses about grass. Grass actually acts similarly to trees, with the exchange of carbon monoxide and stuff. But you have to weigh that against the amount of water it takes and the lack of necessity. And what can we do instead of grass?
Yeah, so there's a whole movement around that.
Okay.
Back to nature.
Right,
and
right.
And people you've seen even here in our community, they're doing it. They're replacing grass with
I see it.
Native grasses. And
I replaced my grass this past week with clover.
Oh, that's good. Okay.
So anyway, that's the kind of thing we're looking for.
Okay.
And obviously, I'm sure you have ideas also. And I was hoping that maybe we could get started. I know the Garden Club isn't meeting anymore. Are you going to do all these?
We have another meeting.
We have, coming up. But yeah. Are you going to write all of these, or are we going to ask folks in the Garden Club to?
I will share the wealth and ask.
Okay, great. I don't want it to all fall on you. And plus, other people have experience and ideas and stuff.
Yeah.
So, do you think one a month is okay?
Yes.
Okay, great.
Okay.
And she needs to give them to you before the 25th.
Yeah. So I start writing the pipeline the day after the board meeting. So like 15th, 18th is when I start to put it together. And then it's like magic, it all comes together.
Okay, now what format would you like me to send it? If I do
Word?
It in Word, oh, perfect.
That's fine.
Okay.
And then whatever format, I'm very good at changing things around and making them work.
Okay. Okay, well, I think this is the start of a new project, and I like it a lot.
Oh, good.
Something to help the community.
Mm-hmm.
Garden Club has always been very supportive of the community. I don't know if anybody else knows this, but you do a lot of work over at the plaza with keeping the flowers up and making sure that it looks nice.
Yes, and we refurbished the school garden, too.
Oh, you did?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, how fantastic.
We had the Boy Scouts involved. We had donations from business. It was a lot of fun.
And, you know, maybe one of the things we could do is with each article, you know, make a comment or and give people in the community an idea of what we're doing in the Garden Club.
Oh, be happy to.
A commercial.
Okay. All right. I have a pretty good idea what we need.
Okay.
And I'll just send it to you. I'll do it in Word and send it to Amelia, right? Oh.
I have my card for you.
Cool.
Eric, you wanted to make a comment?
Yeah, so it came up during a board meeting or improvements to look into renovating, shall we say, the landscape here at the
at
the district office.
You.
And so we've reached out and talked to the Garden Club. I believe, I believe that you probably may have emailed me. I've had like two or three contacts with different people, the master gardeners and the Garden Club, to have them come out. Most likely we would have something designed architecturally if they're, I don't want to say not willing, but if they're not wanting to do that function for us, but we would love to have their involvement. And we would want to set it up as like a walking natural path with some seating areas. And then we would want to have the plants placarded so that as people in the community come through or even us here, we would see what the plants actually are. So if we want them, we could then purchase them. But we were trying to get some traction on that, and I'm still trying to work on it, and I apologize. I'm spread a little thin, but that's still on my plate.
That's exciting, because we were just thinking, what will our next community project be? I mean, we're at that, you know, we've refurbished the, and then we put in the Blue Star marker a couple of years ago. So,
if you look at the front, we would really love some help and ideas.
Oh, you got it. Okay.
And then we are also curious about changing the sign that's out near the road. We would like something to kind of match up with more of a cement block or a thick style, but also to be implemented into that with some walking paths. I know that it is close to Jackson Highway, so we still want to keep that buffer area where we're not right down on the highway, but we do want to improve the site of the district office.
I recall the conversation. It was a couple months ago, wasn't it, that it came up?
Yes, correct. And I think since then I've had a couple contacts, but with everything else it's been really hard, and we weren't really sure who was going to take the lead.
Okay.
And I think now it's kind of me that'll be taking the lead, but I definitely need some help. So whenever you guys are ready and you want to get started, let us know.
You can't believe how excited I am about that. Thank you.
I can see it on your face, Nancy. I am thrilled.
And
because...
I've been
We've been looking at that forever. Forever.
Perfect.
And I've been working with Sacramento Tree Foundation. I believe they're going to come out and take all of the tubes that are around the trees because they've been here for 3 years. Mm-hmm. So they should be established.
I've been wondering what's inside those tubes.
Oh, they're all native oaks.
Oh, nice.
And so I will get with them to find out what they are so we can include those in the placards.
Okay, good. Okay.
But yeah, those tubes will be gone. If they say they're not going to come out, then I'll have the Eric, I'll be having the utility staff take them off. Most of those tubes have a live tree in them.
Oh, excellent.
There's probably only half a dozen of the 145 trees, I'm guessing, that didn't make it. So.
Okay, well, I think we've got a plan to move forward with two items now, mm-hmm. not only the article, but the upgrade, we shall say.
Yeah.
Okay, excellent.
Thank you so much.
If you need to get in touch with me, Linda has all my contact information.
Perfect, thank you.
Thanks, Nancy.
Thank you so
much.
Nice
to meet you. Thank you.
I'm thrilled.
Yes.
Yay, yeah.
The community, doing something for the community.
Just very exciting. Thank you.
Okay. Where are we here? Thank you again, Nancy.
Thank you.
Thanks, Nancy.
Status of the pipeline mailing to all ratepayers. Chris, I think that's you.
Yeah. So we mailed it all. We mailed it to all ratepayers. And I wanted to just confirm that this is something that we're going to be doing, we're going to continue to do in the future.
Okay. Let me ask you this. Mm-hmm. What did we finally do as far as a list is concerned?
Well, we created a list. So
you created a list.
We didn't have a list before. Mm-hmm. So we went and reworked with Tyler to create a list. So that we now have a way of creating a list every single month of all the people who are not receiving the pipeline through mail, and we are now mailing it to them.
Okay. Well, that's good news because I wasn't sure that was going to be possible to straighten out what list we were using and where it was going.
So they got this one that just went out. Late last week, early this week.
Yeah. It cost us $340.
Nice.
And that's for everybody?
No, that's for all the additional people.
Okay. I knew it wasn't much as far as an increase is concerned. So we've got a list. We've mailed out one list.
Yes.
And I'm going to try to talk to all of my friends who told me they weren't getting it to see if they are getting it now.
Yes.
And anybody else can do the same. And it costs $340. What will that bring us up to as far as a total cost for doing this? Do you know?
Not off the top of my head, but I would say probably close to $3,300
a month. So we were already doing essentially 3,000 a month, a little
bit.
Yeah.
So it's about a 10% increase.
Okay. I guess, thank you. I appreciate this. This is great. We do a pipeline every month, and the information that we send out in the pipeline is available ultimately on the website, but also. Where else do we put it, Amelia? The pipeline. It's on the website.
Posted on the website.
On the website, and then now we're mailing it.
And now we're mailing it, and it's also, there's a link in every bill that gets sent out. Mm-hmm. Whether it's an electronic bill, then it's sent out as a PDF with the electronic bill, or inside the actual paper bill, it says the address for that.
The reason I'm asking is actually twofold. I firmly believe that different people like to get their information different ways. And so with this, I'm hoping that everybody will have an opportunity to collect information about what's going on in the district in the way that works for them. So I'm not, one of the things I was going to bring up, I'm hoping with maybe with the board, is in the budget, I know there are things where we have headers, and then we have underneath the headers. And I know we talked a while ago about that there is money for training.
Yes.
And there is money for other things that we don't necessarily see. And so one of the things I was hoping for is trying to figure out, where is this money located in the budget? And maybe you know that, Chris.
Okay. I do not.
Okay.
So the money that this would come from water, sewer, drainage, and security. It would come as kind of an administrative allocation.
Okay.
And so the $40,000 would really be split between each of the services based off, you know, pretty much the article capacity that is in there.
Okay.
And so we would base it off that. So most of it really is going to go towards water and sewer, and probably a little towards security, and drainage would be kind of the last okay. piece. But that's expense-wise, when you break it out to those funds, that's not a large expense. So if the residents are concerned about the cost and they want to cut back the cost, what they can do is, like you said, they can choose how they get it. And if more people choose to get it electronically, that just brings down the mailing cost.
Yeah.
But then it becomes completely up to the residents, which I feel is very fair.
Yeah. Well, in the past, I've done my own little surveys and asking people when I have a chance, do you get the pipeline? How do you get the pipeline? Do you know we have a pipeline? And many people have said, oh, yeah, I see that link, but I never open it. So I'm hoping that we can cover that. Do I need to do anything about the money? No?
No.
Okay. Maybe I could ask you to do this. When we have our next budget meeting about the budget, or our next meeting about the budget, I'd like to understand a little more about how we do this. And maybe we could have Cecilia kind of pull that up and we can discuss this. Because I always think, well, where's the money coming from, and should we use it? Should we be spending it, and et cetera? So this comes out to about 10 months is $33,000. What did you say, $40,000?
Yeah, so using Chris's estimate, it was $39,600. That
okay.
was based off the cost of it being about $3,300. So I would guess somewhere it's in the $40,000 range. When you
okay.
split that between three departments, that
yeah.
drops down to about 10,000-15,000.
Yeah. Okay. Simply for the purposes of understanding the budget, but also historically, trying to put in place things that we can look for and find and understand 2 years from now. How are we doing that anyway? So that was my other thought process that was going into this. That it is actually connected to the budget.
Correct. So it would be, if you look under the budget, and we've gone through these with Cecilia, it's broken down by each fund. So you have an administrative fund, a water fund.
Right. And
each
so
service
this
has
would come from the administrative fund.
Correct. Yeah. Because then it gets allocated to all of the departments. And that's typically how
okay.
administrative works.
Okay. Great. Thank you. That would be true for training and education also.
So training and education for the administrative staff would come directly from there. Training and administrative tasks for each fund. So if I'm sending somebody to a water-specific training, that would come from that individual
water.
Fund.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly.
Got it. Okay. All right. Thank you so much, both of you. Very informative. The next discussion item is a review, both of the boat and gate CCNR rules for publication in the pipeline. So this is something that has come up, I would say, in the last 6 to 8 months. Things have changed, or were put into a change mode. and there was a lot of pushback and feedback from the community. I don't know, Amelia, if we're still getting those complaints, if anybody's heard anything more about what's happening. Okay, so that's died down, so people must be finding things that they're moving more smoothly.
But it was a very tough experience. So one of the things I wanted to do is to get the community involved, because it's their responsibility, as much as it is the gate operators, to understand what they need to do to get through there, through the gate, with as little angst as possible. So we started looking at, we started trying to find where all of this information is. And before we put it out to the community, we needed to look at the non-ARC rules from RMA. And we're going to discuss this again from another perspective at the security meeting. But for this meeting, I pulled up the non-ARC rules, and I'm going to pass these down in case you don't have them. Strictly related to boats and gate entrance of boats, et cetera. We don't have, if I'm not mistaken, Amelia, we discussed the other day on the phone that we're not real sure about where the training and the security information is on the gate process. And
we have a manual. We found the manual, but the manual is only a paper copy right now. So Brandon Areno and I are going to work on taking that. I've already scanned it in. I have to turn it into a Word document so that it's editable, and then he'll make updates to it. But there is a document. I mean,
okay,
you
but
know, what it exists.
What we ran into, from my understanding, is that we were finding very old information. You know,
2011.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah. So.
So that what we're going to try to do with these two items in particular is get them updated, make sure that we're giving our security folks at the gate and in patrol the accurate, up-to-date information so that we can suggest and well, first of all, so we can inform the community, this is what you need to know. And then the other part of that is, for the gate folks, this is what you need to know. So that we don't have, I don't know if the line situation is really ever going to improve under the current circumstances. But I think it can be faster. I think it can be, a lot of problems can be eliminated. So
I think it improves when we know it's 4th of July. It's
oh, yeah. Those times we
and
can.
And so then there's an extra gate officer on the iPad checking people in. You know, in anticipating when these things are going to happen and when it's going to get super busy.
Yeah, that we can work on, or we know about. What we've been experiencing recently is a lot of hold up at the gates, and some of that was directly related to inexperience, but we can expect to have those kinds of things going forward because we're going to have more people living here, and so that gate situation is going to continue. And one of the other things, it's not only more people, but more people means more services that they have coming to their house, you know, lawnmowers and lawn companies and Prime, Amazon Prime, and all of that stuff. So we're going to have to work on that. That isn't necessarily the communications committee's job, but it is something that is very present on people's minds. And I also think that knowing what the rules are is incredibly important. So under section, I'm just going to do the boat situation right now because
okay.
I'm not sure what we have as far as the training and the...
Well, then there's also the barcodes on the, you know, who checks the boats and who checks them in.
That information.
Yeah, Brandon said it was RMA. They checked them in and made sure that they are free from any hitchhikers.
No. RMA gives the decals out. And the decals, you can buy any time during the year, but they are only good for a calendar year.
Okay.
And they're $10. And
They're supposed to be placed at a certain point on the front of the Rancho Marietta boat, okay, on the bow left side or something like that. Oh, it's in here. They don't check the boats. There's nobody to do that. But the RMA is responsible for, people fill out a form before they get their decal and all that sort of stuff. And there is the ability at the gate for a report to be printed on who's applied for these decals and gotten them. I think that I got this information from RMA yesterday, that when the previous sergeant, I'm sorry.
Mel.
When Mel was in charge of this, he got a report every month to see. The RMA folks made sure that he requested and got a report. So I guess it is pretty possible to kind of keep track of this to a certain extent. Anyway, if you don't mind, if we go through this and somebody doesn't get it, then that means that it's not necessarily completely understandable and maybe we need clarification. But under the boat usage, only boats, canoes, kayaks, and other watercraft that are owned by Rancho Marietta property owners and residents may be used on any Rancho Marietta lake. That means exactly that. You cannot bring an outside boat in here. And the way that that gets checked is because of the decals. So all boats, canoes, kayaks, and other watercraft are prohibited from entering Rancho Marietta unless towed, carried, or transported by a Rancho Marietta property owner. So my understanding of that is there are people who don't store their boats in the garage or they're too big for storing in their household. So they may rent a storage place or whatever. Again, the way you know that is because there would be a decal affixed to the boat. Now, do people come here and not have decals for the boats even though they live here? Yeah, and then there's that, oh, geez, I forgot, or whatever. But I think that an emphasis on the decal program for the boats of people who live here is probably something that we need to support RMA with information and telling people. You know, in other words, this is one of the things I wanted to go over because that's the way we can control this and make the life of the gate people a little easier. Boats, canoes, kayaks, and other watercraft with gasoline motors shall not be allowed on any of the Rancho Marietta lakes, which means they will not be allowed to come in here. Whether it's and covered up with a bag or it doesn't matter. They will not be allowed to come in. So where are we here? RMA requires, okay, we got that, boats, canoes. There's no electric motors may be used on any Rancho Marietta lake if it's a Rancho Marietta resident. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
Boats, canoes, kayaks, and other watercraft must be free of any foreign or invasive species which could be introduced into a body of water within Rancho Marietta. Most of the people, from what I see and what I know from my friends who are fishermen and fisherwomen, they want to be able to continue to have this privilege of fishing and recreating on Clementia. So they don't want to purposefully not abide by the rules. They want people to abide by the rules. So they are very careful with their boats. And they don't, most the people that I've spoken to who fish here don't really take their boats other places to fish. So by eliminating outside boats from coming in, we are, I think, moving toward a really positive, there's a word, a positive approach to keeping our reservoirs free of invasive creatures. There's another part to this, because actually I've been asked this on numerous occasions also, unauthorized vehicles. And in that discussion, it's on page 10 of the ARC rules, it talks about vehicles that are allowed to come in for an overnight to, like our RVs. You can bring your RV in, and you can pack them up and all that sort of stuff, and they can stay here overnight, and then you have to take them out. They do that with boats also. If you have a large boat or a boat that's going to go away for the weekend, you're allowed to bring the boat in here so that you can pack it up. And those are the basic boat things. I feel pretty comfortable in publishing these in the pipeline, but I think also we need to look at what's going to end up, where we're going to end up with the process at the gate, and maybe put them both in at the same time. Any thoughts, Eric?
I think that's a possibility. Obviously, the RMA rules are basically, I mean, almost public record because it's attached to us, so I see no problem with doing that.
Yeah.
Let me take a look at the training manual and see where we're at on that and what it says.
Yeah.
And see if we can kind of get an update to it. Also, with doing some research, Lake Tahoe has what the state considers as the very best program for invasive species. So what I was planning on doing was attaching that in the pipeline.
That'd
as an
be
article
great.
Because what it really talks about is how to inspect the boat yourself. And if the residents are really using the boats, basically what's really recommended is that nothing wet in the boat or the boat, you know, whether it's a kayak, canoe, doesn't really matter, but that it be dry, including the hull or any like ballast, anything that take water into it, and that stops the invasive species.
Yeah.
Also, if and I think it's important to educate, because I think nobody wants to run the risk of introducing something into there. If people just clean the bottom of their boat where the water contacts it with a very, very, very light bleach solution, that will also take care of any of those invasive species. And so we'll make sure to get that word out. And then it may follow up a little bit later with the security update, but we'll try to get all of them in there. Definitely the invasive species portion now, and that may be like a reoccurring thing because it there's a vast cost to if something's introduced into the waterways in the area.
Right.
And that would be a problem for all of the residents, not just the ones who recreate there. Mm-hmm. So we'll get working on that.
I am regularly delighted that a topic comes up and you seem to be on it already. So I appreciate that. That's great.
You're welcome. It is my job, and it is, you know, like I've said, it's a public servant type role, and so these items that come up, we as a utility provider, we should be on top of them. This isn't the first invasive species that's been introduced to the area.
Right.
So a lot of the areas have been fitted with things that if you see them or notice them, then they can start to take care of them, but there is a cost, and that's what people should be aware of. So every effort should be made to not introduce anything.
Okay. I want to kind of pull this together in terms of what we're going to do going forward. So we're comfortable with the our RMA ARC rules on boating and large vehicle boats like RVs coming into the community temporarily. So that we're okay with. We're going to work on getting the actual process and procedures that and we're going to discuss that at the security meeting. And then you're going to pull together that article. And when we do put this out to the community in the pipeline, I think we could probably go ahead and put something together on the boats. And maybe even after the security meeting, we can do something with that.
So
do you have a sense of the...
Yeah, we can.
Time frame.
So once I see the manual and what's there, it'll give me kind of a time frame, but I can put that as a priority instead of redoing the whole entire manual. Maybe what I do is do that section, bring it forward, it gets approved real quick, and then we disseminate it to staff. So the The last manual, like we talked about, that was board approved was back in 2011, I think.
2011, that's right.
Yeah, so it's been a while, but this update, I mean, you can see that it's a pretty small section, so I think it'd be really easy to update that, bring it back.
Yeah, the two sections, the boats are done, and we just want to, I want to get clear to the community and all of us what the process is getting through the gate.
Yeah, so I think by this pipeline, the 25th, that could be a possibility.
Okay.
If not this one, I would say at latest the following one, and that's just to make sure if we need to bring it back through the committee, then to the board first, that would be done. So maybe what we do is add this as a board discussion item for this upcoming board meeting.
Sure.
Just to discuss it so that people are going to be aware that it's, you know, that we're working on it, it's coming
forward.
That's
exactly appropriate.
Okay, so I'm going to add that as an agenda item to the, not the board meeting on the 9th, but the regular board meeting on the, whatever, 18th.
Yeah.
Exactly, yeah.
Okay.
Thank you, Amelia.
Okay. So we are through all of the items, number five.
And I do want to note, if I can, Brandon Areno was caught up at the gate covering a shift, and that's why he is late, and he has made it now. Hooray for Brandon.
That's okay. we will make sure if there's anything that you have questions about or that we need to ask you, we'll do that. But we're going to meet for security next anyway, so I'm sure we'll all get taken care of. Anything else? I think I've made all my comments throughout the meeting. And thank you. We're adjourned.
Thank you. At 9:42.
Thank you.